Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Gau Premanande. Now everyone is familiar with the Gaur Vastakam, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. And particularly the sloka, Sakshad Hari Tena Samasta Shastre Uktasta Thaba Vjateva Sadbi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Eva Tasya Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Telling us how to understand Sri Guru as Krishna tells Uddhava in the Bhagavatam. Acharya mam bijaniyat navamanyeta kaharchid. You should understand the Acharya to be my very self. And Guru Maharaj saying, Ahang sarvasya prabhavo mattak sarvam pravartate. He says, everything comes from me. Even the path by which you can approach me, that also comes from me. So Guru Maharaj indicates some codified or encrypted reference to Mahaprabhu. So that sloka, and as he gives in the introduction to Prapanna Jivanamritam, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam Nityam Nomi Navadipe Nama Kirtana Nartanai Sva Bhaktebya Sudham Nijabhajana Mudram Upadisham. He's showing even his devotees the method of approach, the ultimate method of approach. So as much as we understand the absolute descending and relative circumstance to reveal himself, Guru Maharaj places specific emphasis where Chakrabarti Thakur says, Kintu, but all that said, why one word is so significant, everything hinges, turns on a word, kintu, Prabhu Priya, upon, as Guru Maharaj says, closer scrutiny, to come nearer, more accurately, with refined focus, to understand Sri Guru, then we'll understand Guru as Prabhu Priya, the one who is most dear to Krishna. So everyone will say, yes, my guru is Mukunda Prishta, most dear to Krishna, Govinda Prishta. That's true. But of all of those who are dear, is there some gradation? Srila Guru Maharaj says, there's gradation everywhere and in everything. No two atoms are alike in his book. Sometimes he would say, equality, we hate it. I told that to my sister-in-law once, and she said, oh, you're a Republican. She found some hope when I told her. Kaivalyam narakayate. If that's what you mean by oneness. But he said, Saraswati Thakur said, no, kevala, kaivalya, means not to mix anything. That's what it means. It's not a merging in that sense, but not to mix anything into that substance, to allow it to retain its purity in dynamic expression. So of all those who are dear to Krishna, you know, there is no one more dear to Krishna than Srimati Radharani. So then by extension, we can understand when Das Goswami says that Guru is Mukunda Preshta, the one who is most dear to Mukunda, he's telling us that the ultimate conception of Guru is Srimati Radharani. She is Prabhu Priya, the one who is most dear to the Lord. So, as we're told, Till Guru is seen the general sons, general representation of Guru, Nityananda Prabhu, and from Shantarasa to Vatsalya Rasa. But Madhura Rasa is the domain of Srimati Radharani. And as Guru Maharaj points out, Madhura Rasa is Adi Rasa. It is the, if you conceive of it as a system, all the other rasas are satellites of Madhura Rasa. It is the origin of Vatsalya, Sakya, etc. We're accustomed to think it goes, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhura, in this gradual progression. That's one type of systematic analysis. But Guru Maharaj prefers to think, Janmadyasya Yataha, as Chakrabarti Thakur reveals, Adi Rasa, actually everything is springing from Madhura Rasa. That's why it includes all the sentiments that can be expressed in Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, etc. So when Narada is chastising Vedavyas, and Guru Maharaj makes an interesting point here. Vedavyas, sometimes called Bhagavan, right? Sometimes he referred to as a Shaktivesh avatar. He's Vedavyas, Krishna Dvaipayana Vedavyas. He can be chastised. And not only that, heavily, we're not Sanskritians like Guru Maharaj, who in his house, they were speaking conversational Sanskrit, even the women. Because his auntie, as I mentioned, like young brahmacharis are apt to do, to latch on to slokas that appear to be expressing something negative toward the ladies section. It's a fashion. Been there, done that. And usually the most extreme show, that coin flips in time to reveal another side. Prabhupada would say, yes, aversion is the opposite of the coin of attraction. So the extreme, there's something amiss there. And his auntie detecting that, because he had to go live at her house for a few years, and she's getting to know him. And she sees, that this young man needs some attitude adjustment. And she says, don't you know, ladies are lucky jati, Lakshmi jati. They come from Lakshmi Devi. And then supplying some slokas, some Guru Maharaj, who's Shastra Vidhi, ruled by Shastric determination, for the most part, up to Raga Bhakti. He said, then I readjusted myself. That's the way to his heart. As he said, and Gaudiya Math, they're dismissing everything out of hand. It's just abject nonsense. But if someone quotes some Sanskrit, you'll momentarily get their attention. They know they have to take that seriously. And then they'll see, is it authentic? Is it a proper interpretation, misinterpretation, etc.? This is how Saraswati Thakur trained his followers. So much so that they said, if one of the Math members, who are always busily engaged in seva, is not available to go represent the Math towards the opposition, you can send a dog from the Gaudiya Math and he'll defeat them. Because that dog, he's heard all the classes, the kirtans, he takes prasadam. Gaudiya Math dog will defeat them. So anyway, Narada, these words are very meaningful to Srila Guru Maharaj. So when he says, jugupsitam dharma, he said, this word is like, I'm not saying it's vulgar, but it's heavy. And it's, Guru Maharaj translated as traitor. He's calling him a traitor. That's the one of the worst things you can be. In America, they have Benedict Arnold, this guy who betrayed them. So when someone's guilty of that, they say, like Benedict Arnold, you know, there are other people. Your name becomes Sanat, Judas, Quisling. You know, don't name your kid like Benedict, Judas, Quisling, Arnold. You know, just if you want some friendly advice. So Narada is chastising him heavily. I think, what is his crime? What has he done wrong? Oh, he's given religion to the world. Now we kind of get that. He's saying, and what do I mean? I'm just trying to keep your attention, but also to make a point. What is religion as it's commonly understood? Some way of regulating your life with a, you know, perfunctory nod toward divinity so you can be happy in the world. That's how most people conceive of religion. Be religious, good thing, like the Protestant work ethic of Americans. They believe, like, if you have opulence, means God's blessings are upon you. The Bhagavatam says the opposite. Yasya homanugranami harishe tatanamshane. If Krishna really likes you, he takes everything away from you. I say, gee, I don't know if I want to sign up for that program. He did that to Prabhupada. We find grihastha devotees, they always have some, or many, have some program. They're going to amass a great amount of wealth and then spread Krishna consciousness everywhere. Or someone's going to become a rock star and then enlighten the world from the stage. You know, if anybody could walk the walk, it was Prabhupada. Srila Swami Maharaj, he thought, you know, he's an inventor. When I joined, we used Prabhupada toothpaste, we had Prabhupada ointment, and Prabhupada toothpaste is really good, by the way. I don't know the formula, but used to brush our teeth with, you know, wake up and brush your teeth with Prabhupada toothpaste. So he had many things. Guru Maharaj said, he's trying to figure out how to inject ghee, right? There's some problem with that. So he's trying to figure out a way to do that as some type of a cure, many things. So if anybody was sincere about using his accumulated wealth to spread Krishna consciousness, let's give Prabhupada the benefit of the doubt and say he's that person. And what did Krishna do to him? Took everything away from him. Everything. To the point where his sister, Bhavatarini Didi Pishima, she said, Prabhu, you just preach. You're meant to be a devotee. As we were on the roof with Prabhupada once in Bombay, and some man came. Prabhupada would walk around the top. It's before they had the big building. And this man came in. He's like noticeably nervous, like a little jittery, you know. Then it was discovered because he had two daughters he needed to marry. And like we can't properly estimate how big a deal that is to an Indian father. And Prabhupada just like cut to the chase. You know. Poor guy. Prabhupada tells them, if you die, who will make the arrangement? And he's like, Bhagavan. Prabhupada goes, yes. He said, I made some arrangement for my children to get married. And he said, but my wife did not approve. Therefore, I said, let them all go to hell. He said, let them all go to hell. This family obligation thing only goes so far. Especially if you read the back of the book, the Prapanna Jivanamritam, Guru Maharaj's praise of Saraswati Thakur, where he talks about the vatsalya of this world. Try to remember the wording, but it was, does anyone recall? a colossal hoax. I think that's how Sagar Mars render it pretty nicely. The colossal hoax. Let's trust my memory of family life. Right. So he's saying, you, not that you meant to do this, but when you gave dark religion to the world, people are going to use it, ironically, to stay bound in the material world. That's the problem. It's not what you intended by all of this, but it's like the end result. And we see that really clearly in India, where we're shocked at how religious the people are. But I would be perplexed sometimes when Gurudev would praise the Westerners for being so detached. And he would say the Indians are very attached. And we're thinking, no, they're the very detached, renounced people and the Western people. But what he meant was, he was referring to Western people dissolving marital relationships all the time and just walking away and like forgetting about it, for better or for worse. Once this devotee told Prabhupada about someone who was going to take sannyas, they said, Prabhupada, but I think he's doing this whimsically as an excuse to get out of family life. Prabhupada said, whimsical or any other way, it's good. And Guru Maharaj said too, rightly or wrongly, once it's accepted, you have to keep it. So Narada is telling Veda Vyas, ironically, in your name, you're responsible for all these people, you know, what is called Vedavadarata in Bhagavad Gita, mentioned again by Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami. Just quoting Veda, scripture, shastra, everything, but to keep themselves bound on this so-called, you know, slow path that Saraswati Thakur dismissed with his Sarvadharmam Parityajamamikam Sharanam Braja program. Leap, they have that cliche, the leap of faith. That's what you're supposed to do, is take a leap into the unknown for Krishna, and have faith that his devotees will catch you on the other side. But understand, it's going to be a cliffhanger. It's not going to be too obvious or overt. Gurudev liked to quote this sloka about when you have this type of faith, and again, as Guru Maharaj says, blind faith is disease faith, unless you're a Gyanashunya Bhakta. So Sambandha Gyan has to be there. But Gurudev liked the sloka about when you're really keyed in to the target, the goal, prayojan, then running with your eyes closed, you won't fall. You know. Right? Like the, and we say, is there anything like that? Musician comes to mind. They sat there playing, watching, doing, you know. Then when the, if you want to say by comparison, the raga comes, the self-expression, everything's just doing, something's descending, and it's all going blindly. No, look, it's just expression. So raga bhakti, spontaneous devotion. So Narada is saying, you're a traitor to the cause. What's the cause? Spontaneous devotion, which has meant what? Vidyate hridaya granti chidyante sarvasankshaya. To break the knots that have got the heart in a stranglehold. Right? To cut them to pieces. He's saying, so then what did you, because he finds Vedavyas, it's not like Vedavyas doesn't have a clue either. Vedavyas, we're told, he's feeling very despondent. Think about it. It's given, you know, Mahabharata, contains Bhagavad Gita, compiled all these Puranas, done so many things. Sitting on the banks of the Saraswati in his ashram. It's interesting to know, it's the Saraswati River. Right? Like a stream of divine sound. And he's feeling depressed. And like, I don't feel right inside. Someone else goes on, well, Prabhu, you've done everything. Now do bhajan. Say, no, I don't feel, internally I'm disturbed. Narada saying, yeah, because you didn't, in this one sloka, it's interesting, it says, tadeva hyachuta priya. You didn't tell them about achuta priya. So we could say overtly, that means Krishna. Krishna proper. That Krishna who, coming in connection with, you forget everything else. Why Rupa Goswami says, with that inverted advertisement, if you want to remain attached to your family, friends, country, this, that, and the other, whatever attachments you have, don't go and see Govinda, Sme Rambangi, etc., on the banks of the Jamuna. Don't see this. Too beautiful. Too heart-swallowing, devouring, you'll be finished. Srimati Radharani, Yadanu Charita Lila Karna Piyusha Biprut, Sakrid Advana Viduta Dvandva Dharmashta Nashta. You'll be finished. One drop of hearing about Krishna, the real stuff, and you'll be finished. Someone could say, well, there was some mention of Krishna here and there, and even Radharani. Saying, not in the highest way, not in the fullest, purest way. What is the message of the Bhagavatam? Guru Maharaj is saying, Yadamiyam Mahima Sri Bhagavatyam Katayam Pratipadam Anubhutam Apya Labdabideya Tad Akila Rasamurti Shyamalila Madhur Shyamalila. Once Gurudev told me, he said, black is the color of Madhura Rasa. There's a time he looked up at the deities, Guru, Gauranga, Gandharva, Govinda, Sundar, when he'd sometimes walk around and he looked, and he turned to me and he goes, heavy Madhura Rasa. I was like, you know what? I think, what is he saying? And then he told me, black. That is the color. Shama. What is this? And which black is it? Achintya guna. The quality of this black is inconceivable, but worth the attempt. Right? Shama lila called here by Guru Maharaj to reinforce this. Shama lila avalambam. The whole Madhura Rasa pastimes are dependent upon one person. I mean, well, that's a nice esoteric point. No, it has to be meaningful. So why? Because, as Guru Maharaj mentioned, back to Sambandagyan, the Sambandagyan deity is Madan Mohan and must be in the sequence. Why? As Freud revealed to the shock of the Western world, you know, that the erotic principle is driving everything. That's the driving force behind everything. People were shocked. I mean, later they debunked it or said, it's just the way of the world, as Congreve says. But actually, he turned the world upside down by revealing this. He said, the erotic principle is driving everything. And then he made all sorts of analysis or speculation on the basis of that. Say some accurate, some not so. But this principle he discovered is substantial. Yes, it's the driving principle of material existence. And if this is the perverted reflection of the spiritual reality, it must have its parallel there. And this is the point, encrypted, alluded to by Narada to Vyas, that if you, and Chakrabarti Thakur, Prabhupada quoting him in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, if you don't educate people about this prospect, muktir hitvanyata rupam swaropena vibhastiti, in their swarup, what the potential is, as Sanyal created the pamphlet under the direction of Saraswati Thakur, the erotic principle in unalloyed devotion. Saraswati Thakur says in one of his lectures, you can no more divorce this principle from the soul, jiva tattva, whatever you want to say, than you can life itself. It is that intrinsic, and so many other words that you could use. So what Prabhupada quotes, Chakrabarti Thakur was saying in the beginning, is by denying the personality of Godhead, it sounds very general. By denying the personality of Godhead, it says Mayavadis have indirectly given impetus to mundane eroticism. And you're like, well, that's a stretch. But what he means to say, and it's back to the point, if we deny or do not embrace the personality of Godhead, then you end up with some idea like God's up in the clouds. You know, it's like a picture at the Mormon temple in Salt Lake or something. Like, he's looking down on everybody. Hey, God, you know, how are you doing? You know, he's up there on a big throne, alone, bored to tears, and everybody's enjoying, right, except him. Right? He has no possibility for enjoyment of any sort other than enjoying vicariously through his offspring, the creation. What is it? It's like that. Crippled, here would be better. A crippled, skewed misconception about reality, about divinity. It makes no sense whatsoever. Right? So, and back to Madan Mohan. Yes, so Freud's right. Everyone's under the grip of Madan, Cupid, right? But Madan Mohan, that's why he's the Sambandhigana deity. Krishna is so beautiful that Madan is bewildered. That's taking erotic potential and expression to a whole other level. So much so, that means, say, Raso Dama Kama Arbuddha Madhura Dama Ujula Tanur. In the Chaitanyastakam, Rupa Goswami, how beautiful is Mahaprabhu? 10 million cupids and fully grown rasic cupidity. Madhura Ujula. His form is so sweet and enchanting. Jatinam utangshas taran, and what's happening? Enveloped by the heart and halo of Radharani. This is not Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti is nothing compared to this radiance. That's another thing in the beginning of Charitamrita. And the Brahma Jyoti is his effulgence and this, that. That's not the radiance that's coming from the heart of Mahaprabhu. Right? And what is it? Under the influence of Radha Bhava Duti Subalita. Who is Mahaprabhu? Krishna, enveloped by the heart and halo of Radharani. Heart, which is what the Sri Puram, like in the Guru Maharaj's Brahma Gayatri, Savitur Bharanya, Bhargo Bhai, Vrishabhanu Jatma Bibhavai. She's illuminating the whole spiritual world with her heart. That's what it means. We have to stop thinking about light in a conventional sense. She illuminating means revealing. What is the spiritual world? It's Vaikunthi Prithivyadi Sakula Chinmoy. It's made out of conscious substance, right? Chinmoy, enriched with dedication. That's why with each unit of dedication that we exhibit or embrace or imbibe, it's the unit of construction of the swaroop, according to Saraswati Thakur. So it's about cultivating consciousness. That's why all this other stuff is silly. Just reading about it, or an academic approach, jnane priyasamudapasana manta eva, will not help you. But hearing from someone who has this will, hearing anything from them about it will be superior to lifetimes of academic research. Right? So, what is the point that, Bargo Bhai Vrishabhanu Jatman Bibhavai. So, Radharani is illuminating the whole spiritual world with her heart. Like Gurudev would sing that song to please Guru Maharaj, Tunga Mani Mandire. Tunga Mani Mandire. And I said in his last visit to Navadvip, because I'd heard him talking about this for years and years on end, if he needed to leave Guru Maharaj to go to Calcutta, so many times Guru Maharaj, by the time Gurudev reaches the Gauranga Setu Bridge, Hari Charan Prabhu is waiting there and takes him back. This happened like all the time. Guru Maharaj would agree, then he'd get there and then have to come back. So if he had to like put Guru Maharaj in a trance, so to speak, he would sing this song from his childhood, Tunga Mani Mandire. And then Guru Maharaj would be lost. And then Gurudev could make it past the bridge. And I said, what does it mean? And he said that Radharani's heart is like a jeweled lighthouse of Krishna Prem. And I just went like, okay. Bargo Bhai Vrishabhanu, illuminating the whole spiritual world. So Narada is saying, when he said, Tadeva Hyachutapriya, you need to tell about Achyutapriya. Yeah, that's Krishna. But what type of Krishna? Right? Swayam Bhagavan, who's at the right hand of Radharani. That Krishna, the Krishna who falls at Radharani's feet to beg forgiveness for his offenses. Radha Dasyam, that Krishna consciousness is about getting her service, the Radhika Madhavasam, her service, devotion to Krishna without recognition of her and her delegation, Nirmatsaranam Satam, is fictitious envy, fictitious devotion based upon envy. So in the Kintu Prabhoya Priyavatasya, Guru Maharaj is saying, like Everest, from the greatest distance, you can see Everest and then make your approach. So it's called Vasudev Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlaba. Vasudev, sometimes told me in Krishna alone, it's the first appearance of Krishna personally, but in the absence of his potency. And this is beyond Paramatma Vishnu. So then what? Then make your approach. But what's the proof that you're coming nearer, you're going in the right direction and coming nearer? That you realize there's so many subordinate peaks surrounding Everest, like an entourage. In Radharani, Lalita Bishaka, Rupa Rati, like that. That's what it means. So, Sva Bhaktabhyam Sudham Nijabhajana Mudram Upadishan. Mahaprabhu is showing everyone what, not just like how to be a devotee, like, so you get up every morning at this time, and then you, not like that. He's mad with the devotion Radha Bhav of Srimati Radharani. And what is the outcome of this? Guru Maharaj mentioned Rupa Goswami like sloka, echo of Chaitanyastakam, Deva Siddha Mukta Jukta Bhakta Brinda Banditam. Who's worshipping Mahaprabhu? The Devas, the gods, the Muhyanti Yatsuraya gods, Vimohan Brahma, Shiva, who are bewildered by Krishna. They're all coming to have a glimpse of Gauranga, Deva, the Siddhas, the Muktas, the Jukta, the yogis who are normally targeting the Paramatma, Chandramritam, Chaitanya, Chandramritam, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says in one sloka, for a while everybody forgot everything. When Mahaprabhu came, they just stopped everything and just went for it. Right? Whatever their position was, they just started running towards Gauranga, like Swarup Damodar did, you know, in the middle of his sannyas. The yajna, he got up and started running. He couldn't wait for the end of the yajna. With that sort of eagerness, one should make their approach. Deva siddha mukta jukta bhakta brinda banditam papu tapa dava daha dagda dukha kanditam. That sangsara dava nalalita loka Chakrabarti Thakur were talking about. They were saying, all this papu, tapa, dava, all this suffering and penance, all these things will be finished by coming in connection with the lotus feet of Gauranga. Then what does he say? Krishna nama siddhu dama danya dana sagaram. Because the gift that he's brought, like Dan Sagar, this is very peculiar. Sagar means ocean. Dan means an oceanic gift or an ocean of gift or something that's like, you know, that's like Lakshmi Devi came out of the ocean and so many things were generated. So this ocean of gifts that he's giving, what is it? Krishna Nama Siddhu Dhamma, Danya Dhana. You think, well, then it must be a very big thing. It must be, maybe it's like a really big book, you know, like with a lot of sections in it. And no, I'm saying, what is it? Krishna Nama. That gives the ocean of all these gifts, everything you could want comes streaming out of that. Krishna Nama, what is it? Siddhu Dham. It's the nectar Dham. The very name Krishna is the abode of all nectar. Dhamna svena sada nirastakuakam. Radharani is Krishna Nam. As Guru Maharaj said, in taking of Krishna Nam, we can conceive of voltage. Right? These lights are of varying levels of voltage. We have those new bulbs. My mom does not like them. She tells me every time I'm there, I have to like go out and get different old light bulbs, right? Because these new ones, they're, you know, evil or something. I don't know. They're not as good as the old ones. So she is aware of light different levels of illumination. Guru Maharaj is saying, when it comes to Krishna Nam being illuminating, that Cheto Dharpana Marjanamba. What is that Krishna Nam that gives everything? Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nivda Sarva Shakti. Just you say it, I say it. That's it. The Nama Bas. Like, I used to think about this. All the, what they used to call karmis, what we now more respectfully say is non devotees. You know. Okay. They're all taking Nama Bas and just like, back to Godhead, right? Only the devotees who are chanting every day, they have just so many problems. They're not getting anything. But all these Namabhas people, they've got it made, right? They're all liberated souls. They're going back to Vaikuntha. But all these devotees have dedicated their lives. they're struggling. They have so many problems due to this Krishna Nam. It would have been better if they just were a bunch of Namabasars or Namabasis. That's what you say. Brajbasi? No, Namabasi. Dambasi? No, Namabasi. Oh. If you want to bewilder somebody next time you're in Navadvip. Namabasi. As Janardhan Maharaj once said to Gurudev, he said, Swami Maharaj made us chant 16 rounds. He said, but you're so kind, you're only making us chant 4 rounds of Namaparad every day. That is your mercy. And Mahaprabhu is saying, na anuraga. In this, he's saying, I don't have any taste for this. Saying, on the one hand, it's true, nam nam akahi bahudha nija sarva shakti. Gurudev once said to Guru Maharaj, anyone got this? We're saying so many things. Anyone an example of that? Within recent memory? Sometimes Gurudev asking naughty questions. So he's saying, this is the fact, tatarpitak niyamatak smarane nakala, and there's no hard and fast rule, like that Gopal Guru Goswami, when the Guru said, like, don't chant the name when you're answering the calls, and that's not good, you know. What, like the name will be polluted? What's your idea? So, you know, you can take the name at any time. Doesn't mean you're going to, chant japa while you're doing that. I hope people understand that. Although Gurudev did say, when you're traveling, he said, if you have to take your mala and to the tulsi mala won't be, like they're not polluted. He said, but the cloth, the bead bag, that can get polluted because it's just cotton, but not the mala. It's interesting. And so Mahaprabhu saying that, then, etadrushi tava kripa bhagavan mamap, you're so merciful that you've done this. The infinite has appeared in the form of finite. And what do I mean by that? Krishna. Krishna. Just this, Krishna. The Dan Sagar is in Krishna. 2 syllables. Anyone can say it. Right, Prabhupada told that story of the devotee mother leaving the world, and the devotee goes, Mom, please, just chant Hare Krishna before you go. And she goes, I can't say so many words. It's Krishna. And Mahaprabhu, Shivananda Sen, the divine Shivananda Sen, who's like always facilitating devotees. Imagine making travel arrangements for 200 Mahabhagavatas. I mean, knowing how unique they are. Especially if there's like some followers of Nityananda Prabhu, like, do you have to carry that 64 tree trunk flute with you? Like, could sink the boat, you know what I'm saying? Just saying. He's bringing them all from Navadvip to every year. That's when the dog, they don't let him on the boat, so many things. But he has a son, Karnapur, right? It was like a little baby. And Mahaprabhu's there. And Mahaprabhu says to the little boy, Karnapur, he goes, chant Hare Krishna. Chant Krishna, like sometimes we say to children, ask them to do things, and they don't do it. But we know tricks to get you. Gaur Kishoras Bhagavat, what was he doing? Giving rasgulas to children, or Jagannath Das, or both, to children. Like, if you'll say the name of Krishna, I'll give you a sweet ball. Anyway. So he says to the boy, Kavi Karna, who later becomes Kavi Karna. You know, Bolo, Krishna. And we're like, and Mahaprabhu was saying, like, I made tigers dance in the Jharkhanda forest. Did you hear about it? I made elephants scream in ecstasy, Krishna Nam, in the same place. I descended to inundate the world, Gaura Vishwa, Vishwam Gaura Vase Magnam. Chant Hare Krishna. And then he's like, and Mahaprabhu, then Guru Maharaj said, Swarup Damodar comes to save Mahaprabhu. And Swarup Damodar says, the boy has accepted your mantra, but now that it's his personal mantra, he won't say it publicly. He won't reveal that. And then what does he do? He's a toddler. Mahaprabhu was sitting, listening to Swarup Damodar, and then while he's doing that, he crawls over and starts sucking the big toe of Mahaprabhu. Then later, what does he become famous for? Kavi, a poet, and writes all these beautiful, beautiful, inconceivably beautiful slokas as Kavi Karnavur, including the Chidananda Bano sloka and some others that Priya Swarupe, Doita Swarupe, about Rupa Goswami, Swarup Damodar Maha, everything very beautiful. So, then he said, you're so kind that you've done this. The infinite has appeared in an apparently finite form. Krishna. Babaji say, Durdevam, which is Radharani's word, that's how you know she's speaking these things. Durdevam idrisami hajani nanurag. But my durdeva can mean misfortune or bad luck. I have no anurag, no attraction, no taste for this. That's the problem. Rupa Goswami says, like the tongue afflicted by jaundice. And I read about that, quoted it, you know. But when I actually had jaundice, it took me by surprise. I realized that in Delhi, my friend and I went to get chocolate banana milkshakes. And I'm like ready to start drinking this chocolate banana milkshake, which is normally very sweet. And I go, ugh! And I thought, because in India, you know, they like clean glasses with kerosene or who knows, you know, like, and I thought, yeah, like, I thought, oh. And I go, what did they do? And he says to me, he thinks something's up, and he goes, let me taste it first, because now we're going to chastise the guy who made it. And he goes, mine's okay. And then he tastes mine and he goes, it's really sweet. And I'd been sick for like a week or two. So then I went, oh. He goes, let me see your eyes. I looked at the side and you can see they're like yellow orange on the side. He goes, whatever it is you have, I had like amoebic hepatitis, amoebic dysentery, and a few other folks. It had gone to the jaundice stage. And now I understood everything that is sweet tastes like poison. A banana, not just sugar, but you know, orange, anything, you'll spit it out. Like Aghasura trying to vomit Krishna. What does it say at the end of that chapter? Because Krishna enters there and says, I mean, enters an 8-mile-long snake. And Chakravarti Thakur says one point, or if it's Chakravarti Thakur saying, somehow or another, we have to allow Krishna to enter within us. This is really the ultimate somehow or another. Right? You appear as Aghasura and Krishna, and mentions with, who's the other one? Who Krishna, who is it, Keshi, right? Krishna shoved his fist down his throat. And Chakravarti Thakur, I mean, it means he must have a sense of humor or like very wry wit. He's saying, as it says, Madhura Damojula Tuna, his form is so sweet, right? So he's saying, Krishna, he's so sweet. And so when he put his fist down the throat of the Keshi demon, saying, unfortunately, because he has under the influence of misconception, he could not relish the sweetness. This should be sweeter than any sweet ball. Sweeter than anything you ever tasted. Saying, but because he's under, you know, misconception, it felt like a hot iron rod being shoved down his throat. So Rupa Goswami is saying, Sita vidya, that Sita upta avidya, when the tongue is afflicted by avidya, because that he's talking about the spiritual tongue. Right? If we're under the influence of ignorance, again, no sambandhagyan, then how are you supposed to relish this sweetness? You won't. So it's all connected. You say, whoa, it sounds like a lot of work. The good news is, we're told, if we will serve someone who has that taste, then through the service, the taste will be transferred to you. So Guru Maharaj said, a third-class devotee can bypass the second-class stage that we're referring to, one that is somewhat analytical and shows this type of development, can bypass that by serving the Mahabhagavata. Not to make a comparison in that sense, as Srila Gurudev, he is qualified in all respects, the ultimate all-rounder. He can compose. I've seen him compose Sanskrit and Bengali in a room full of people. Like, that's like a bus station. You know, now you think you'd have to go off into a room and be alone and quiet. Well, all this other stuff is going on. He's like composing. It's really like the lotus that's untouched by the water, like personified, but giving himself as an example of through service, and we say that with a bowed head, folded palm, serving Guru Maharaj. When I asked this very Chaitanyastakam, one particular sloka, because Guru Maharaj told something, I needed to know a little something more, Gurudev explained, and I said, oh, Maharaj, when did you learn this? He said, I never studied it. Then I was perplexed. I think, but you're now giving me such a wonderful explanation, but you never studied it. And he said, yes, every day Srila Guru Maharaj is bathing. And when he pours the water from the lota, he's going, Raso Dhamma Kamar Budhama Dura Dhammojalun Tunur Jati Nam Utangshas Tarani Vidyoti Vasana. That golden radiance is making his cloth glow also. As it says in the Ramananda Sambad, when Ramananda comes and sees Mahaprabhu waiting on the banks of the Godavari, it looks like the sun dressed as a sannyasi was sitting there. So he said, I'm serving Guru Maharaj, taking his clothes, cleaning his doing so much seva, and he's pouring the water and chanting the Chaitanyastakam of Rupa Goswami, and it's transferred from the heart of Guru Maharaj into my heart. Tene Brahma Hrida. Like that. That is so beautiful. from the heart of Radharani to the heart of Krishna, to Swarup, Ramananda, Raghunath Das, Krishna Das, the Sad Goswamis, our Guru Varga, and it's a connecting thread. Kaviraj Goswami saying, Hari Purata, Purata, Sundar Duty, Kadamba Sandipita, more beautiful than molten gold. Have you ever seen gold? Hey, gold is impressive enough as it is. But I've seen in India, sometimes when they're checking it, they'll like break it or cut it. If you cut the gold, it's unbelievable what it looks like when you like break it and cut it open, where it's not lost any of its sheen. It's this dazzling, what do you call it, coruscating, like shooting brilliant flashes. So Guru Maharaj, when he talks about Mahaprabhu, he says, not this ordinary gold. Svarnakoti darpa nabadeho varna gauravam. What's this form look like? 10 million brilliant, shining mirrors of gold. And what happens on that form? Sometimes when he's dancing and ecstasy is coming, we can think of like the hair standing on end. But as we showed on the Facebook recently, the Kadamba flower, if you look carefully at a Kadamba flower, these, like, how the hairs are, like, the, what do you call them, stamen, pistil stamen, I forget, one of those. They're standing like that, and they're, like, covered in little saffron things. Then if you go toward the bottom, and what is the Kadamba round? So it's called Mahaprabhu's form. Rupa Goswami is saying, and Guru Maharaj said, this is not poetry, like you're thinking, oh, this, you know. That rhymes. Oh, he's not writing like that. Satchaitanya kime dushar api dushar yashati badam. He keeps saying, will I see again what I saw with these eyes? But what are the eyes of Rupa Goswami? Still. But he's saying, this is what he's describing what he saw as an eyewitness. And said, so the ecstasy would be so intense. He said, like, but beautiful looking, but like boils, the way a boil appears, but beautiful. And then with the hair like Kadamba, a body covered with like Kadamba ball boils that are like with golden hair standing, or that type of intense. He's saying, that is what I saw. Right? And one place, Kaviraj Goswami said, when it's so intense, compares the hair standing on then his body being covered with golden thorns. That's intense. Right? And what is it he's experiencing? Radha Bhav. And Krishna himself is saying, what she's experiencing, take my word for it. Rasaraj, Adi Purush, Govinda is 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. So are we being given, so you know, a false bill of goods, something less? We're just lowly jiva tattva. You know, give him something, it'll probably go away. What is it? Mukti, dadati, karhichit, smana bhakti yogam. Yes, to certain people. And give them mukti. Tell them to hit the road. Right? Not like that. Not that, oh, Kali Yuga Jivas, they're so fallen. You know, this, what Guru Maharaj said. What should the Mahavananaya avatar give? Some stone chips. Give out stone chips to everybody. Or gems. Or should the highest conception of the greatest magnanimity be that what he conceives to be the highest thing, he will extend to the lowest? That would be Mahavadanaya avatar. Which Guru Maharaj said, that is the nature of Sri Chaitanya Dev. What he has discovered to be the highest thing, Sureshanam Durgam Gati Ati Shayano Panishadam. What the Devas really got, the Upanishads, the gopis, they're very happy to see this and they're looking at Krishna in this miraculous form and they're thinking, the wealth that is in our mistress's heart has captured him and converted him. Now he's our biggest promoter. They're very happy to see that. He wants to promote Gopi Bhav and Radha Bhav to the world.